If you listen to the Democrats and news media, you would come to the conclusion that the Trump administration is a failure as Americans remain in more need of government. The truth, well, quite different, as my next guest has recently written about. Here to discuss the reality is the senior policy analyst with the Independent Women's Forum, Patrice Onwuka. How are you today, Patrice?
I am great. How are you?
Very good to have you here. Independent Women's Forum website, IWF.org, and Patrice is on Twitter at Patrice Pinkfile to keep on top of her writings and her view of things that are going on. So as I mentioned, Patrice, in the intro, that's the image that we get is you need big government because big government has all the programs, all the benefits, everything you need because we'll do it for you so you don't have to do anything. But when it comes to, just as an example, the SNAP program, it seems like the trend is changing and independence is filling people instead of looking for handouts, I guess you'd say.
Absolutely. So under President Trump, since he's been in office his first full month in 2017, there are now 3.6 million fewer people who are receiving food stamps. That's amazing. You're talking about over 3.5 million people who are no longer dependent on government for food assistance. And I trace that to two really key factors. Number one, a strong economy. We cannot underscore how amazing it is that a strong jobs market is producing so many positions, and we still have 7 million jobs unfilled. And then I think the second issue or second cause of this drop in enrollment is reforms. We are actually now, this administration is actually now saying to states, you have a good jobs market. It's time to actually require people who are able to work to work.
I remember when those directions and that idea first came out, and I mean, people were just totally angered by all that. How dare you demand someone have to work to receive the SNAP program?
Well, and when we poll Americans, it's 80% of Americans believe that you should be, if you're able to work and you have no children, so you don't have any sort of disability, and you're able to work and you're an adult, you should work, and that's what most people believe. There's dignity in work, and there's nothing wrong in requiring that if you want to continue to receive food stamp assistance or public assistance, that you actually start to work. And in the long run, not only do you see people get off of dependency, they see their own income rise, they begin to become independent, and it's better for them so that when there's another downturn in the economy, they already have experience, they already have skills that will serve them well.
Isn't this proof, too, that this is what these programs, SNAP, Medicaid, the various social programs were designed to be? They weren't designed to be a permanent part of a life. They're the safety net to carry you on until you can restore and rebuild everything that you need to have for a life of independence.
Absolutely. They're meant to be a springboard, something that bounces you out. If you fall down, you're bounced out and back on your feet. Unfortunately, they've become a sticky spider web where people fall into these dependency programs. And because the incentives are set up incorrectly, or because lawmakers feel like they'd rather earn people's votes by giving them free stuff, then people find themselves stuck in these situations. And so, I think it's really important. And we're seeing some states say, you know what, our economy is really good. People can go and find a job. If you don't have kids, if you are able to work, you're not disabled, you can go ahead and work. And, what's also interesting is that these requirements are not even limited to just working. I mean, if you are getting trained or reskilled in a position in an industry, or even if you're just getting an education, that still counts. But you've got 4 million people out there who are able to work, who have no children, who are not disabled, who have taken advantage because lawmakers in their states have made it so. And, the previous administration, the Obama administration, really pushed for states to waive people out of these requirements. But I think we have a government now, an administration that's saying, no, this is a good time to get to work. So let's get people back into independence.
Talking with Patrice Onwuka, who is a senior policy analyst with the Independent Women's Forum. IWF.org is their website. Patrice is at Twitter at Patrice Pinkfile, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. The whole selling point has really done a 180-degree turn because the old selling point, basically under the Obama administration, was making it sound like the SNAP program is going to be your way of life. No harm with that.
Well,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, well, sorry to cut you off there. No, I think you're right. I think the idea under President Obama, because the economy was in shambles, frankly, and unemployment was in double digits, you know, people, he felt like he had to offer people something. But the idea was then to pretty much buy their allegiance by ensuring that, hey, you're getting fed, you're getting housing, you're getting, a check. And so, you know, what do you need the private sector for? But people want more than just a basic minimum. I mean, I think people, you know, this idea of universal basic income, people don't just want a meager existence. They want to be able to carve out for themselves and their families the best lifestyles that they can. And that really depends on being able to work or start your own business, whatever the case is.
This has to be saving the taxpayer a lot of money, too, because the fewer people who are costing the government as part of any government program, the more money that's being saved, and probably at the same time, too, because we've certainly heard over the years so many cases of SNAP program fraud. The fewer people in the program is going to make it easier to spot the fraud that still exists in the program.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, we're spending about $60 billion on food stamps every year. We spent that last year. And that is actually down because you have fewer people, fewer households. In the millions. You highlight that there is about almost 2% rate fraud rate in the food stamp program. Why? Because people, it's such a complex, massive government spending program that people are willing to take advantage of it. And so, you know, I think any sort of good accountability and stewardship on the part of Washington should be to ensure that we get that number, that fraud percentage from 2% down to zero, you know, and hold people accountable so that they don't take advantage of the program, because that actually takes money away from people who really do need public assistance.
Also shows itself to be another a Trump policy idea with multifaceted benefits, which kind of plays into something else, which sort of got pushed to the side because of everything that's going on in D.C. in a variety of ways. But the president had in his 2018 proposed budget an idea. He called it the America's Harvest Box. And instead of giving people the SNAP card to use, why not incorporate the family farmers into a program to directly give food to people?
Well, yeah, that was one of those innovative ideas. You know, it cuts out some of the fraud where, you know, people use their EBT cards and they can trade some of the cash value of the cards for, you know, for cash or whatever the case is. And it would eliminate fraud. You know, unfortunately, we couldn't even get through some of the budgets last year. The idea of these reforms, of ensuring that states are no longer waiving, you know, people who can work, you know, allowing them to continue to receive benefits. So, you know, in this political climate, it's been difficult to get innovative reforms that actually help people through. And as you can imagine, with now a divided government, it's going to be even more difficult because as you opened up this segment talking about, the left wants to paint any sort of reform, any sort of accountability, you know, as being evil. The evil thing is to hold people down in dependency on government. And so, you know, I'm hopeful that maybe we can see some new reforms and maybe working through the federal agencies, we'll be able to implement some of these innovative ideas.
And just as a last reference to, the USDA estimated that if America's Harvest Box idea were fully installed, it could reduce the cost of the SNAP program by an additional $129 billion over a 10-year period. So, again, that would be another step in the right direction. To be determined, to be done, we hope so, because it seems like there is one, at least, government program that is heading in the right direction, that is encouraging independence and being used in its proper way as a temporary fix as opposed to a permanent entrapment. Learn more about Patrice's views on this and other issues, too. She writes frequently about things that truly matter at the Independent Women's Forum website, IWF.org, and you follow her on Twitter at Patrice Pinkfile. Patrice Onwuka, thanks so much for being here today.
Oh, thank you. Great to be on.